Hey friend, are you struggling to find consistent paid speaking gigs? Do you want to know the exact 6 steps that you can take to find and book more paid speaking opportunities in 2024? Well, we want to make that easy for you. We've created a new free resource with the help of Dan Irvin, one of our highly successful speakers on our team. Dan has booked over $100,000 in paid speaking gigs in the last few years, and his 6-step process is going to help you maximize your chances of getting booked and paid to speak in any industry. You're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls and proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps, and we're going to send you this 18-page guide straight to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps, and you're going to get that free guide. Hey, thanks for listening. You're awesome. Hey, what's up, friends? Grant Bolton here. So good to have you here with us for another awesome episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, one of the best parts of TSL is working with our students. Like day in, day out, we've literally helped thousands of students to build and grow their speaking business and to share their message with the world. And I am thrilled that you have the opportunity to hear from some of them during our monthly student highlight series. Because one of the things you're going to find is their stories are going to offer really insight and hope no matter where you are in your speaking career. We're going to talk about exactly what they've done, how they've built their business, and some of the results that they're seeing. And so for this series, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to hand the mic to one of our coaches who are in the trenches every single day, helping our students to gain the confidence, the clarity, and that clear path that they need to their very own speaking success. I know you're going to love hearing from and learning from these students, so let's get right into it. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, Mary Alice Goldsmith here, Director of Student Success for the Speaker Lab. And today I am taking over the podcast to present to you a fabulous student in our Student Highlight Series. I promise you're going to learn so much from their experiences and be inspired by their perseverance and success. And I'm super excited to be here today with Deepika Sandhu. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
So I love your story. I think you have so much to shed light on in terms of like being in the moment, listening to your intuition, your feminine brilliance, and really going after what your dreams are. And sometimes, you know, as we age or go through different life experiences, those dreams are revealed at different moments. So talk to us about that moment when you were like, wait a minute, I want to speak. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So I published a book in January of 2021, height of the pandemic. And a few months later, I thought, you know what? I really want to do a book tour and I want to do an in-person book tour. Now, this was no time to be doing an in-person book tour, given the climate of the country and everything that was happening. But I thought, oh, it must almost be over. So I could plan it for the summer. And I did small, intimate, beautiful events up and down the West Coast of the United States. And it was all kinds of amazing because I would do these talks about the book and every person in the room, you could feel that they were learning something, that it was connecting with them in a powerful way. And that's the moment I knew that I wanted to see those aha moments, those epiphanies, the little light bulbs go off in people's heads all of the time. And I wanted to be able to do that from stages of varying sizes. And that was the moment I just knew that I really wanted to be a professional speaker.
That's amazing. So talk to us a little bit about the book too, because I feel like that ties into this.
It absolutely does. The book is called Hello Universe, It's Me, How I Scheduled a Breakdown and Manifested My New Life, and How You Can Too. And this all came from this life that I was leading where I was checking every box. I was busy doing everything right. You know, good kid in school, did well at college, got a great job, got promoted at that job, went to grad school, found a husband, had the baby, had the house, the cars, the vacations, all of it, right? Just busy checking boxes on what it means to live an amazing life. But then one day I woke up and I couldn't figure out if all that stuff that I was working to acquire and do, if I'd done everything, if I did all of that, how come I still wasn't happy? How come I wasn't feeling lit up on the inside? And that's when I knew everything needed to change. So being a crazy type A personality, I had to actually schedule time to figure out when I could break down. And that was many months later from that episode, crying in my closet. But I've never looked back since, because I truly was able to get underneath my life and understand what needed to change in order to truly live in my most authentic way, to live a life that really aligned with myself and really made me feel lit up from the inside, like I wanted to feel. And it wasn't going to come from checking all those boxes that other people told me I needed to check. It was about tuning into myself and understanding what I needed in order to live my best life. And now this is exactly what I talk about on stages. And this is exactly what I help men and women, busy, hardworking professionals with day in and day out, how to translate what they've been doing into what it is they want to be doing with their lives and figuring all that out for themselves.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think, you know, as you're speaking, it's really making me think of some of the students or potential students that are listening to this podcast that really want to take that leap into speaking. In their authenticity, they are meant to speak. Like it is their calling, but they're being held back. And there's something in the process that you went through with this breakdown that, you know, I've watched you in the speaker lab. I got the pleasure of coaching you several times, and I've seen you capitalize on each offer or each resource that has been presented to you in a way that I don't think some people do, because, well, one, they're not ready, and that's fine. We all have our time, but there is this permission that we have to give to have a breakdown, to let things die, to rebuild, right? And to go after our dreams. Do you think without having this breakdown, without being type A, without having to check all the boxes and then having to check yourself before you wreck yourself, do you think you would be able to be going for it the way that you're going for it right now?
No, I had to go through the life experiences that I went through, good, bad, and everything in between. They're all part of the story that got me to this point. Look, I always wanted to write a book. I wanted to be a journalist in school, but I didn't think it was practical or tangible or like a logical financially rewarding choice for me to make. So I made other choices. I studied economics. I enjoy a very successful business career. I had to go through those steps to get to this moment. But what really, I think, allowed me to listen and to absorb all the different resources of the Speaker Lab and all the other things that I do is because I started to listen to myself. So many of us have that inner critic, the inner saboteur that is just talking, telling you why you can't do something, why you shouldn't do something. But I learned through my own process to quiet that voice down and instead start to listen to that voice within that said, you know what, Deepika, you can do it and you should do it and you should try. And I think that's probably so true for people listening to this today, because you got that inner nudge, you got that inner feeling that you want to go down this path, and yet you hesitate, yet something gets in your way. And just imagine if you jump that hurdle, if you get past that hesitation, what possibilities can actually unlock for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're incredible.
Yeah. I mean, if you're feeding the beast that tells you all the reasons why not, then you're not, right?
You're not.
If you feed the power within of all the reasons why, then before you know it, you're speaking to thousands about living a better life or better sales or whatever it is you want to speak about. So yeah, it's such a great point that you drive home. So you write the book, you go on this crazy book tour in the middle of a pandemic. Most people would say, what are you, crazy? Yeah, maybe a little crazy, but sometimes it's that. And then you find this passion that you have of connecting with people through the gift of speaking and sharing your story and the knowledge that you have. So you say, I'm going to become a speaker. And what happened? We just landed in your lap. How did you find the Speaker Lab?
Well, I swear all these things you know, Google and Instagram and Facebook have a chip in my brain. So I think it and something pops up. So I actually don't know how I discovered you or if you all discovered me, but either way, it did start to pop up where I would see ads and information. And I just thought, oh, why is this popping up exactly when I started thinking about it? But this is kind of the mysterious way the universe works, right? You put out the energy out there for what you want and things do start to come to you. So however we connected, we did connect. And it has been, I think, a really beautiful part, a beautiful experience to be part of these programs, because at the beginning of the program, I knew I had that inner nudge that I wanted to speak. And I knew I needed to get coached and trained on how to do that. But I didn't know much beyond that. I didn't actually know what the talk was going to be. I didn't know how it was going to go. And I didn't even know how I would ever get on any of these stages or platforms. So those are all things that I think started to come through working with the Speakers Lab.
Mm-hmm. And that right there, like you're hitting on such a great point, because that's some of the things that are making people go, oh, no, I can't do this right now. Or that's not meant for me. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Right. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of where you were at in your life, this yes, you know, giving yourself permission, like everything was a yes. If you felt it in your gut, you were going to go for it. And yeah. Because of that, you leaned into the power of what the Speaker Lab had to offer. And it's through coaching that more was revealed. And I think that's something that is scary for sure, right? I mean, anytime you're leveling up, it's definitely scary. But I think that's what's so impressive about you. It's like you leaned in, you trusted the process, you leaned into the coaching big time, and all of that was revealed for you. And now look at you now. You're speaking on stages, international, you're, you know, busy bee over here.
I think the really exciting part is, you know, I did say yes to myself, and I had spent so much of my life saying no, or maybe not, or it's not quite right, and trying to fit the mold of what I thought being a successful business professional looked like. And I just finally really did want to say yes to myself. And that transformation that happened in my life far precedes the Speakers Lab, but it relates so much, because when the calling came to me that I wanted to be that speaker, when I was on the book tour and I had those aha moments for myself that this was something I needed to do, I could say yes to investing in myself. I could say yes to investing in the Speakers Lab. I could say yes to all the brilliant coaches there who were giving the advice and the guidance on how to perfect my speech. Even if I didn't have it all figured out when I walked in the door, I sure have it figured out now. And that transformation has just been phenomenal and exciting.
Yeah. I remember one of our first coaching calls, and you know, you were a little like, I don't know if I did the right thing, 'cause I'm not even sure about my talk. I don't even know. And I was like, deep breath. You got this, because I had analyzed your talk before our call. I'm like, you are onto something here. You have to just trust the process. And you're like, you're right. And, you know, it's, again, I was able to have a front row seat to some of that. And so, it was powerful. It was really awesome to watch, because you're the perfect student, right? Like, just lean in. Trust the process. You already said yes to yourself. The hardest part is done. Now, Now we have your back as your coaches. We're going to give you everything you need to fly. So it was awesome to watch. So you came into the program, you did the virtual cohort, also the elite program. What were some of those experiences for you? Like, not, you know, coming in, not knowing your talk or not exactly sure what the speaking business, quote unquote, looks like. What were some of the things where you were like, okay, I'm starting to see it now. This is starting to crystallize. I'm getting that clarity. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, the first couple of classes, I didn't have any of that clarity, because my inner saboteur, that inner critic, was in full force. What are you doing here? These people actually already speak. They already do all these amazing things. Look how far along they are in their career. Look at what their topics are. You're not talking about anything like that. You know, and so those first few classes, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing here? But I stuck with it, right? And I allowed myself to go through the process. And I think what I learned for me is that so many people had my story, right? So many people wanted to be in speaking, had a topic that they felt passionate about and were ready to bring it to the world. And in so many ways, we were all sort of at the same point, even if someone was a little bit ahead or a little bit behind. And I think that was the realization that I came to, hearing people share their talks in these sessions, hearing people build their businesses, hearing people during the time we were together in the course actually book paid deals. That was pretty amazing, because the light bulb does go off that they might only be one or two steps ahead of me and I could actually get there too. That was really exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And that's one of the benefits of those cohort style learnings, right? It's like you're in this tight knit community. You're watching those people have success. You're making connections outside of the cohort. And it's inspiring. So after you did that, then you completed the elite program, and then you were on your laptop and you're like, wait a minute, what's this? And Stagecraft came your way. Talk to me about what motivated you to want to do that.
Stagecraft is pure magic. I think the course that every speaker that wants to be on any stage needs to be in. It was absolutely magic, because not only did we develop and practice our talks extensively, we learned all the different tips and tricks and techniques that professional speakers are using when they're on that stage, virtual or in person. What are the ways that they talk? How do they enunciate? How do they move across that stage? How do they command the audience? What are they actually doing? All the mechanics of being a speaker really came through in that course. And to me, that was pure magic. I think the other courses were great. They were the foundations. They were the steps. They were the things I needed to know that I could build this business and actually take me to building that business. But I think Stagecraft is what got me to being a paid speaker, right? It is what gave me the confidence that I could stand there, center stage, take up space, tell my story, and that it really was going to connect with people.
Yeah. Own that stage, girl. Own that stage. Love it. Yeah. It's interesting, because people come to us because they want to be speakers. Most of our students are really surprised on how deep we go on the business aspect of this, right? It's like, yeah, I mean, not everybody likes to speak, but if you want to be a speaker, you like to speak. Getting on stage is the easy part, but all the other things, having the art of speaking, there's a skill to owning that stage, working your pipeline, doing prospecting calls, getting on actual sales calls, all of those things, not a lot of people think about. They just want to speak.
Issuing the contract. How do you actually issue a contract? What should be in it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and what do you do before an event? How do you know that the stage is going to have everything that you need in order to execute a great experience for your audience? What do you do after an event? Is that just like, bye, how do you capitalize on one event to make it maybe multiple events, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so much to the business of it. So you're saying yes to being a speaker, but you're also saying yes to entrepreneurship and owning a speaking business. And a lot of people are like, wow, I never thought about that, because it's fun to speak, especially when you know what you're speaking about, but knowing the art of that, like you're touching on with Stagecraft, and knowing how to run the business. If you think about Deepika as the author who had this great idea about being a speaker, and if you just kind of took the ball on the court on your own and just did it, where do you think you would be compared to where you are today?
I always say the best athletes in the world have coaches, right? You've got to assemble your own dream team, your own board of directors. You are the CEO of you, whatever it is you do. So I know for sure I wouldn't have been this far along without the Speakers Lab, because I needed you guys on my team, right? I needed you guys as my coaches. I needed you guys on the board of directors seat so that I was getting the inputs and the information and the knowledge that I needed to do what I'm doing today. So for me, assembling that team of whoever you need around you to support your vision is great. It is so easy as a solo entrepreneur to get derailed, right? Because again, that inner critic, that inner saboteur starts to kick in, and I'm not doing as good and so-and-so over there. And that person's already gotten 5 big stages and I got 0, and forget it. This isn't for me. It's so easy to cave into that and to give up. But again, it goes to saying yes to yourself. And part of saying yes to yourself is assembling that support structure that you need. And it might be in the form of a coach or a mentor or whomever that might be. But I know now I got some people on my team, right? And this team is pretty good. I know who to call when I have questions and need that support. So yeah, I would not have been this far along without the Speakers Lab.
Yeah, no, I love how you put that. And you know, it's interesting, you know, it's easy to say yes to yourself one day. Oh yes, I'm going to write a book. Oh yes, I'm going to become a speaker. But once you do that, you have to say yes every single day. You have to recommit to that every single day. It's like a good diet or a good fitness regimen. You can't just do it once and be done. It's every single day. And I think, again, I have to give kudos to you, because I think you do. You wake up and say, you know what? I'm not going to get into this mindset of like, this is so hard. It's so frustrating. You know, you're in this mindset of like, no, I'm doing this. This is possible. I'm going to stay tenacious. I'm going to run this endurance race, and it is happening. So where do you get that from? Is it from this little, you know, thing you call breakdown, or where do you get it from?
Look, I let myself have pity parties every now and then. I just try to confine them to a set amount of time. But here's the thing.
Is there wine included in those pity parties?
Yeah, gin and tonics. It's summertime. But you know, I think a big part of my transformation was exactly what you said. It was committing myself to the continued development of myself and the continued honoring of my inner call, right? Whatever that inner nudge, that inner knowing was, instead of quieting it down and being like, no, we'll get to you later. I let it come out and I let myself hear what was coming to me. A year and a half ago, if you said, were you going to be a speaker? The answer was, why would I be a speaker? I wrote a book. Maybe I'll write another one. And maybe I will write another one. But the call to become a speaker sort of rose from within, if you will, right? And when it rose from within, I honored that and I let it come forward. And I do that now with all aspects of my life. But this is new for me. I mean, my scheduled breakdown was 5 years ago. This past June, right? So like, it's not old, but the transformations going on in my life have been rapid fire. Why? Because I'm letting myself say yes to myself, right? I'm letting myself honor whatever is coming up for me and pursuing it. I'm done with saying it's not practical. It doesn't make sense. I shouldn't do it. Oh, I could use that money for something else more, you know, my 401k or my IRA or my whatever, this mysterious retirement home that doesn't exist. No, how about I just live this life now, honoring the calls that come up for me now. And I hope everyone who's listening today takes a little bit of that for themselves, right? You got the nudge, you got that little urge, you got that little something in you that made you sit back and take notice that this might be something you want to do. And whatever that is for you, I say, go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it.
I love how you put that, you know, like it arose from within and I honored it. I mean, somebody write that down, please. You know, like, it's probably one of the biggest, saddest things in our life right now. Like everybody talks about anxiety and depression. Well, maybe if we just honored these callings that are calling to us, we wouldn't have so much of that right now. And I'm not saying, hey, listen, you know, go buy that Gucci pocketbook. That's not what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about those deep spiritual callings. One other thing that I think we've talked about this before, but you know, the power of that, the feminine energies of, and both men and women have them, but the intuition, and really being intuitive to what is being, we know the difference from a pipe dream to a calling. If we sit silent enough and we really allow ourselves to tap into our soul, we know what is poking at our back and saying, girl, you can't, I'm going to keep poking at you until you pay attention to me, versus just like that thing, like, oh, that would be cool. Like, we know the difference of that. And what you're talking about is that deeper calling. And if we keep pushing it away and saying, no, not now, not me, too much money, too much time, it's going to keep poking at you, but it's going to come out in different ways: anxiety, depression, frustration, right? And if we think about, if we want to live the best life and be the best version of ourselves, we have to pay attention and honor these callings. And I think you're such a great example of that. Such a great example.
Thank you. Yeah. Honor the callings. Cause when we suppress them, just like you said, they're going to come out in a different way that we might not want and we might not expect. And allowing ourselves to hear what it is we want can bring so much more to the surface for us than we even expected. I am living a life right now that is beyond the possibilities of the person 5 years ago who was sad, exhausted, tired, unloved, probably depressed. Mm. That girl 5 years ago couldn't have imagined this would be her world today. It is beyond what I thought possible for myself. And it all starts with one little step. I took one little step in the direction of my dream, and of dreams I didn't even know I fully had, or that were buried so deep under in the life that I was living. Like, they were covered in mud. They were locked behind a big giant door. But I took those small, tiny steps in my everyday life that started to unveil more and more and more. And when we do, those things that we really have been pushing down and brushing away, they get to shine again, right? We get to see them again and allow them to come forward.
Yeah, no, it's so true. We often talk about this with our students, like, how am I going to do that? How's that going to happen? That's often what stops us from moving forward. But it's amazing when you say yes to yourself and to your point, and you make those small steps. It doesn't have to be all the things. It's one thing at a time. It's amazing how the how reveals itself. It's almost effortless in a way, right? It just kind of reveals itself. All of a sudden, the speaker lab shows up. All of a sudden, you're speaking this class. All of a sudden, you're speaking internationally. All of a sudden, you're getting a $10,000 gig to speak at corporate. Like, that's because you just kept saying yes, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't worry too much about the how. It revealed itself.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So talk to us now. Like, what's the new normal for our Topeka, the speaker, the author?
Well, I am continuing to speak. I have spoken actually this month will be my 9th speaking event of the year.
When did you finish the course? Sorry, when did you finish the last course?
I finished Stagecraft at the first week of April.
Wow.
And my first event was already booked at the time that I started Stagecraft. That was in March. But the rest all came thereafter. Those have been domestically and internationally, which is super exciting. Some have been paid, some have been unpaid. But I just sold my first corporate client as well. So I'm super excited about that. And I think it's unveiling yet another interesting path for me to move forward. I have launched various other parts of my business, from corporate courses to one-on-one coaching and a lot more. And people are realizing their life's biggest breakthroughs. They're finding their transformation, all because I took what happened to me and, you know, tried to take all that woo-woo spirituality and make it practical and tangible for us type A personalities, and give people a methodology and a process to follow. And it's connecting. It's connecting so much with busy, hardworking professionals that just want to find another way. And I've just loved every minute of this.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's so needed too, that practical way of just approaching life, you know, saying yes to you, to your dreams, to your gifts and talents, and what you're supposed to give back to this world. You know, that's part of it too. So if someone's listening and they're like, gosh, I've been following the Speaker Lab now for a full year, I've listened to all the podcasts, I really want to do it, but I don't even know what I would speak about. What would I speak about? What advice would you give to them?
Just say yes. Take one step in that direction that you want to go in. You're not going to regret it. You are absolutely going to realize something from it. And you may realize from it something that is a little different than you can even anticipate, right? One of the great outcomes for me of the Speaker Lab was not just being confident speaking at these various stages and summits and all of that. It was also that I felt more comfortable speaking every time I did a podcast interview, or every time I was coaching a client, or every time I'm in a high profile meeting pitching myself. I felt more confident in the way that I spoke in every one of those settings, not just on the stages. And yeah. So I think, you know, for the people listening today, you investing in yourself, you taking that step, you moving yourself forward, you honoring that intuitive nudge is going to unveil more than you even think is possible. It's not just going to unveil paid speaking gigs, but it will. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to unveil so much more than that.
Yeah. I also, you know, real quick want to touch on the fact that, you know, as you noticed, Topeka mentioned paid and not paid speaking gig. And there's something, you know, to be said about that, because yeah, getting paid is amazing. We all want to get paid. I mean, money's great, but there is a time where capitalizing on the art of speaking, even if it means you're not getting paid, is just as powerful for your business in the long run as well. Especially when you have courses, consulting, books, and things of that nature, but also just to practice or compile marketing and media material for your speaking business, it's really important. If you write a new talk, it's a great time to do a free gig to practice that talk and then tweak it as needed. So there's a time for paid and there is a time for free. So I want people to be aware of that, because it's again, money's great. Being a paid speaker is phenomenal. But when you're initially getting started, it is a great idea to have both. There's nothing wrong with it. I love that you do that too. I'm just loving you, girl.
Right back at you.
Yeah. No, we are. We're super proud of you. And I know that you have really given your time, your money, your emotions, your vulnerability, and you came all in to this. And gosh, we love students like that, because we know we're going to be able to help you. Like that first coaching call, I'm like, you are easy. We are going to figure this out. And you are going to shine. But that's partially because of how you showed up. You know, that's really important. The yes factor is huge.
Thank you. Yes, the yes factor is big. And you will be with students just like you who are at various parts of their journeys. And another one of those amazing added benefits, I think, is that you do meet this incredible group of other people talking and speaking on topics I hadn't even considered. I mean, they weren't even in my, I was like, wow, what is this? This is amazing. Yeah. And I think watching them flourish in their careers does, you know, create so much inspiration as well, which is really exciting.
Yeah, we are a large community of speakers. That is for sure. If you want to hang out with speakers, come hang out with us. That is for sure. Well, Topeka, we are celebrating you. We are so happy for you. And it's been such a pleasure coaching you, watching your business grow. And of course, we'll stay in touch. But thanks so much for joining me on the Student Highlight Podcast today. I'm sure you're going to impact a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, there you have it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, I want you to know that we do this podcast simply because we want to serve and support speakers like you. We don't charge anything for you to listen, but in return, we do have one small favor to ask. Would you be willing to subscribe to the podcast where you're listening right now? Hit that subscribe button. Also, leave us a rating and review within iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to these podcasts. We read every single one of them, and they also help other people to find the show. Also, if you are looking to take the next step in growing your speaking business, be sure and check out thespeakerlab.com. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com. We got a ton of free resources and tools there, and you can also learn more about the programs that we offer, which include one-on-one coaching. Our mission here is to help you find the confidence, clarity, and clear path that you need to own your speaking success. So again, check us out over at thespeakerlab.com. As always, we appreciate you hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time. You're awesome.